Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Authorities in Northport, Florida say they are now the lead agency in the missing persons case of Gabby Petito, who is from Blue Point, Long Island, but moved to Florida with her boyfriend 2 years ago.
Our Sophia Hall is following this story and joins us on the Newsline with the latest. Sophia, police in Florida spoke about the case today. What did they say?
That's correct. The spokesperson for the Northport Police Department in Florida, Josh Taylor, says they have tried to speak to Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, but when investigators arrived to his house, they were given the number of Brian's attorney, who is here on Long Island. They say Brian has refused to speak. Taylor says they have spoken to the attorney, but need more information about Gabby's whereabouts. Now, Brian and Gabby have been dating for 2+ years. They moved from Long Island to Florida to live in Northport with Brian's parents. They left on a cross-country trip in her white van on July 2nd, and they did plan to return in October.
So, what is the attorney for Brian Laundry saying?
Well, the attorney tells me the reason Brian's not talking is because he instructed him not to talk to the police, saying any statement made and will be used against you, that he believes that is a true statement. That's why he's telling Brian not to speak, and he will not be speaking. He, however, says that he hopes that Gabby and Brian hopes that Gabby returns home to her family. But Gabby's family, through their attorney, is calling Brian very selfish for staying silent.
You got a copy of the police report in Utah where officers investigated a possible domestic violence case. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the police were called by a man named Chris who thought he was witnessing a domestic violence case between Gabby and her boyfriend. However, when officers interviewed both, the officers in Utah say they both admitted to having the same mental illness and they were fighting more than usual, being together for months on that trip. It was reported that Brian had scratches on his face and on his arm. No one was arrested. However, the two were separated by police and he was taken to a safe haven motel for the night. That incident happened on August 12th.
WCBS's Sophia Hall with the latest on the missing persons case of Gabby Petito from Long Island. Thanks, Sophia.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.